This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the First Read section of the John Lothian newsletter for August 24th, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with the comments and stories from the hits and takes section. Our reworking of the spread continues. This last week, we broke up the video into three separate pieces to make it easier to watch the part that interests you the most. Also, people tend to like and watch shorter videos. The first section is Options News by Suzanne Cosgrove. She looks at some of the biggest stories in the options world for the previous week. The next part is John's Take. I will leave it to you to guess who produces this section. Lastly, we have Term of the Week, where we ask options professionals to give their definition of key options terms. If it's all Greek to you, this is your chance to learn more about options. This week, Jamal Chandler of TastyTrade explains why you need to keep a close watch on Gamma. We will also be adding other sections to the spread from time to time, including interviews. Stay tuned! In its 13th year, the annual Chicago Conference on Futures and Derivatives will be held on September 29, 2021 at 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Central Time. It is a free webinar with potential CLE credit. Mark Nagel will moderate, and speakers include Jitesh Thakkar's former attorney, Renato Mariotti, CFTC's Rob Howell, CME Group's Andrew Vrabel, as well as CME Group's Steve Schweitzer, NFA's Jennifer Sunu, and Riley Safer Homes and Concilia LLP's Jake Kahn. Here is the full statement from CFTC Commissioner Dawn Stump as referenced in the lead story on the CFTC's regulatory authority applicable to digital assets. There's a link in today's newsletter for this. Bloomberg reported Kathy Hochul was sworn in as governor of New York at midnight on Tuesday, officially making her the first woman to serve in the role. There is finally hope for the state of New York. BankingDive.com reported that JPMorgan Chase glitch lets customers see other customers' data. For the record, I never saw anyone else's data when I used my JPMorgan Chase app. The FT's Robert Armstrong has a commentary titled, "You Can Now Wear What You Want to Work." He says the pandemic has changed not only how we do our jobs, but the clothing we do them in. I was wondering why the cost of pajamas was rising so much. I just ordered a pair of shorts with images of Bigfoot on them. Can I wear those to work without sending the wrong message? Starbucks announced a new fall beverage that will join the pumpkin spice latte on the menu, the Apple Crisp Macchiato. Where can I go long Apple futures? There were no new donations to the JLN Markets Wiki Education GoFundMe campaign yesterday. Here are more stories from the First Read section of today's JLN. This is from Treasury.gov. Treasury Department releases a letter on non-financial corporate stakeholders on LIBOR transition. Today, U.S. Secretary of the Treasury Janet L. Yellen, Chair of the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve System Jerome H. Powell, Chair of the Securities and Exchange Commission Gary Gensler, President and Chief Executive Officer of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York John C. Williams, and Acting Chairman of the Commodity Futures Trading Commission Rosten Benham, released a letter to non-financial corporate stakeholders following a discussion of the experiences and concerns of non-financial corporations as they prepare to transition from U.S. dollar LIBOR. My comment, when you're getting down to the non-financial firm impact of LIBOR, you are getting close to the end. Here's a story from Jemima Kelly of the Financial Times. Is there a correlation between U.S. COVID cases and crypto prices? Please refer to Betteridge's Law of Headlines for this one. You might recall that back in the very early days of COVID-19, or just coronavirus as it was known then, some cryptic nutters, enthusiasts, started getting excited about the idea that the virus would be good for Bitcoin because paper money might be the source of coronavirus, SARS infection. After all, fiat is dirty. My comment, correlation is not causation, but it can be interesting and give traders bad ideas for trades. Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. This avocado stock won't toast your portfolio. For those who want to add a little healthy fat to their stock holdings, Mission Produce looks like a good bet. Avocado toast munching millennials may not be able to afford a house, but they can dip into a stock selling the fruit. Listed on the NASDAQ in October, California-based Mission Produce, whose symbol is AVO, offers a rare pure play on avocados, which the company sources from growers, mostly in Mexico, California, and Peru, packs and distributes. Mission also has its own farming operations in Peru, Guatemala, and Colombia, which produced around 11% of the avocados it sold in 2019. My comment, this stock is now on my watch list for avocado stocks to monitor. I might even put on a spread position with this stock. Here's a story from MarketWatch. Office building prices tumble in heart of big American cities. There ain't no love in the heart of the city. Bobby Blue Bland may have recorded that hit song about urban woes in the 1970s, but its message still resonates today as big cities struggle to bounce back from the pandemic. On the plus side, big city office buildings have begun to trade hands again after sales dropped to an 8-year low of $61.6 billion in 2020, according to a new report from Commercial Edge. My comment, here is a current price of rent indicator for you. Here's a story from MarketWatch. Opinion, why James Bond star doesn't plan to leave much money to his kids when he dies. Now Daniel Craig's children know how the rest of us feel when contemplating his legacy. Disappointed. The James Bond actor allegedly banking $25 million to resume the role yet again has told Candace Magazine in his native Great Britain that he doesn't plan to leave much of his fortune to his children. My philosophy is to get rid of it or give it away before you go, Craig told the magazine. He cites an adage that if you die a rich person, you failed, calling it distasteful to leave massive sums to your heirs. My comment, I love the movie. You can only die broke once. Here are the top three stories from Monday's JLN. Our top story Monday was ION Group's The Structured, The Nimble, and The Delegator, a tale of data from the BrokerTec migration to the CME, which was our number three story Friday. Second was Kathy Wood's Calling from the New York Times. Third was It's Called the Bond Taper. Yes, it's geeky, but this is why you should know about it from NPR. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast. And if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.